Hey folks, and welcome to another episode of this audio series all around the Scottish Podcast Scholarship. We're trying to help you create a great entry for the scholarship, tell you how to enter, how to make the biggest success of your podcast. So this time around, we're covering another format, which is fiction podcasting. We've already done education, we've already done entertainment, now we're on to fiction podcasting, because we think that's probably the third sort of large genre of podcasts, really. And this is where Matthew here shines as an audio drama expert. So I'll be just asking him questions on this one. So what's the point? What is a fiction podcast in the first place?
Well, good question. I feel a bit under pressure here. I do the audio drama production podcast. We've put out 99 episodes since the summer of 2014.
I thought you hit 100. Have you not put it out?
Not quite yet, no. Maybe that's next couple of weekends. But fiction podcasting, it's again, like podcasting itself, it's growing, it's getting stronger. There's more and more shows out there as the months go by. And who doesn't love a good story? So you get things like audiobooks on Audible. I listen to a lot of audiobooks myself, but podcasting has given you that opportunity to be creating a story and just putting it out there on a regular basis. And the way fiction podcasts are delivered vary wildly. Back in the day, you had the author Scott Sigler, who famously started to podcast his work, just reading out his novels. And I believe he actually pipped J.K. Rowling in the Amazon charts,
okay,
because of his podcast, basically, because he built this audience.
Yeah,
and when he released his book, they all went and bought it.
Right.
Then over the years, you know, you had the more sort of dramatised audiobooks.
Yeah.
So an author would get voice actors to read out the voices of the characters.
Uh-huh. So it's much more acted, I suppose.
Yeah, and then people would take that even further and start layering it with music and sound effects.
Yeah.
And if you go back to like the old time radio, when radio drama was a much bigger thing than it is now, these things were done as a TV show. You know, you could hear footsteps, and although like back in the day it was a bit wooden, a bit clunky, you saw a sort of resurgence of that in the last 10 years when a show called We're Alive, which is a zombie apocalypse show in LA, took it to a really new level where it was cinematic. So this sounded like a film rather than a kind of hokey old.
Yeah, you've got running and there's no speech for like a minute at a time because you're just running from zombies.
Yeah, and the picture's completely in your mind with something like that. So you've got all these sort of different ways to deliver a fiction podcast. When you do something like We're Alive, what we would class as a modern audio drama, that takes a lot of work. You've got to record your actors, you've got to layer in all the sound effects and music, and it could take a lot of time. If you're writing a book, I mean, obviously writing a novel in itself is a whole different topic, and I wouldn't dream of lecturing anyone on how to go about doing that. But if you've wrote prose, basically, whether it's a novel or a short story, to turn that into a podcast after that's written isn't going to be too labour-intensive because it's either going to involve you or someone that you think is going to do a good job, basically just reading it out, putting it in episodes. And
So especially if it's quite dialogue heavy as well, like if there's just a lot of speech in there, maybe not that many characters.
Yeah, well, what you're seeing now with the, because you're seeing a lot of fiction podcasts now that are just single reads, so it's just one voice talking. They'll take a lot of different perspectives. Some of them it is just a narrator reading your story, but we've got a lot of sort of found footage style stuff being done now. So you'll maybe have someone who is pretending to talk into a tape recorder, and these are like found tapes, and it's someone who's experiencing some sort of paranormal event. And you'll have a bit of commentary on that. And of course that format has been taken into a kind of highly produced level with something like the Black Tapes or Tannis, which are big shows out in the US. And you know, a lot of people have said it's X-Files meets Serial.
Yeah.
And the way that this is done, Serial being a very famous podcast that came out a couple of years ago. So there's loads of different ways to do a fiction podcast. The main part is to think, like, what kind of story do I want to tell? What are my audio skills at the moment? What how much time do I have?
Yeah.
And then making a decision on, okay, how is this going to be sustainable and what's going to be the best way to tell this story?
Yeah, yeah, excellent. I mean, you do a couple of shows which are on either ends of the scale, don't you? Well, actually, I was going to say on either end of the scale, because you've got the Scottish podcast, which is... Would you argue that's quite a simply produced one, because you try and only have maybe two or three people per episode, not a massive amount of variety of parts, scenes, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I would still class it as a modern audio drama. Uh-huh. So you're right in what you say. With the way I've produced it, though, it is one of these... It's one of these shows where I want every sound to be accounted for. So yeah. If someone maybe bends down to pick something up, I want that sound to be in there. So everything's in there. But at the same time, these are very short episodes to make it basically so I could get episodes out. Yeah, very small yeah. amount of characters as well.
Yeah.
Because the modern audio drama show is the one I like to do best, but at the same time, I'm realistic in the time I've got.
Yeah.
And that's the reason it's got a small cast and it's got small episodes.
Yeah,
so you might get someone, and you do get people on the other end of the spectrum who say, no, I would rather tell a 1 hour long, basically like a film, and I'm only going to do one of these like every 9 months. So, of course, there's pros and cons of either method. But you don't need to be going down the route of like accounting for every single sound, having footsteps and things like that.
Yeah.
An increasing number of shows now are just running with a narrator telling you a story.
Yep. Yep.
And, of course, it's up to your own imagination, your own creativity of what context you put that in.
Yeah. Even just I find a few sound effects on a told story. So there was one you did on your feed, which was a kind of Burke and Hare story, which was one person telling a story of them getting into making zombies, basically.
Yeah.
But it was just them reading out their diary, essentially. So it must be quite simple to produce, but there were a few effects in there, some from a bit of weather, a bit of wind when that was to be described, that kind of stuff. So yeah, seems like you can choose the time commitment you want and the resource commitment as well.
Yeah, and I mean, I could talk about this stuff for hours, and I don't want to go off on a massive tangent, but I'll just give you one wee tip with that, just based on what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
And apparently this is a thing in cartoons as well.
Okay.
Somebody was saying recently that if you draw three rocks on the floor,
uh-huh.
you don't need any more than three rocks because they're on a rocky landscape. And it's a bit similar with sound effects and audio. So like, for example, if you were creating a scene in a field, in a cow field, you don't need cows mooing underneath the whole scene.
Yeah.
You only need the opening couple of seconds to hear a cow mooing once or twice, or to have a dog in the scene. You just need to hear him bark once or twice.
And that sets the scene.
You've set the scene, and you don't need to like constantly be throwing these sounds in, because the listener's brain will accept what's happened.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so assuming that people want to think about this, or even they're just interested, they haven't really heard much in the way of audio drama before, if you've got some examples. You mentioned The Black Tapes. We mentioned your show, The Scottish Podcast. What else? Are there any other maybe two or three suggestions of next listens?
I would recommend We're Alive and The Black Tapes. I could recommend loads of stuff, but I'll keep it for two reasons. We're Alive is just the perfect example of a modern audio drama, cinematic, very consistent, very character-driven.
Yeah, yeah.
What you would say in modern audio drama is that the sound itself is a character. The Black Tapes, on the other hand, will give the listener an idea of something that you can do. If you don't want to go down that, like every footstep's accounted for, if you want it more to be documentary style, interview style, or even just veering towards single voice sort of productions as well. So I think the Black Tapes and We're Alive, if you check those out, if you're not familiar with them, and I think you'll really enjoy them if you're into this sort of horror genre.
Yes,
but even if you're not, you know, they're really enjoyable shows.
Yeah. One of my favourites of the maybe more simply produced reporting style ones is Limetown.
Yeah.
So Limetown is it's a fake documentary. It's as if a journalist has gone out there and tried to investigate a story, and she's recording her thoughts along the way and doing interviews with people. And it's a really well-told story. very well written. I mean, it still would have taken a lot of time to write it and everything, but actually quite a few of the episodes are just her interviewing one person. So it's kind of like just doing a scripted one-off interview. So the production values are a lot, or the production time, I imagine, is a bit less than your standard full-scale one like We Are Live, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're interested in creating your own audio drama, your own audio fiction podcast, then by all means, pitch that to us. We'd love to see some fiction podcast proposals this year round at the Scottish Podcast Scholarship. You can send it over to thepodcasthost.com/pitch, and you'll find the entry form there. Otherwise, we'll see you on the next episode to continue our exploration of how to make a good podcast.